Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to another edition of Life Hackers, the podcast that will not only brighten up your day, but folks, if you take our lead, we'll have you kicking that football into the top corner of the net from the penalty spot at Wembley.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Sara Damagie.
And I'm Kerr Drummond.
We've got some great life hacks this week, haven't we?
We have.
And a fabulous guest.
Yes, we have another great guest who is probably, again, going to show us up with their brilliant life hack and make ours look stupid. Mine this week, by the way, is pretty awful. And again, I'm sticking to the running theme. This is a life hack that I employ or have employed. So it's one that I know definitely works.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But anyway, how have you been?
I've been good, actually. I've been all right. How have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been all right. You've been all right?
You've been all right, babe?
Yeah, I've been all right,
what have you been up to, babe?
Yeah, well, you know, bit of this, bit of that.
Bit of wheeling, dealing, ducking and diving, that
well,
I mean?
Well, you know.
How's it been going with the old kitchens?
Yes. Yeah, I've been designing and selling kitchens a lot recently.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know.
Designed any beauts?
Well, when you're not on telly, you've got to do something, haven't you?
Well, exactly.
It's either that or, you know, theft.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know. Could have turned to that. Selling drugs or something. Selling maybe. Kitchens is probably better, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And there's designing involved as well, which is fun.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, listeners, I think it's about time I introduced a life hack that did involve interior design in some way, shape or form.
Oh.
So watch out, because next week I'm coming to get you.
Oh, it's not this week?
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
Because I've just remembered what my proper job is, and I should probably try and, you know, associate
weave it
in some way.
Yeah, weave it in.
Yeah.
For credibility.
But this week's life hack.
Yes.
Well,
what is it?
I guess it kind of does. It is kind of connected to the world of design and
right.
kitchen design in some
okay.
way.
Okay.
Shall I hit you with it?
Yeah.
Shall we just let's just get
Go
going.
Come on, just let's get just, to it.
Let's just start some life hacking.
For God's sake,
right.
get on with the life hack.
You thought I was never going to do it.
No.
But here I come.
Waffling on.
Right.
Go on.
Life hack number one this week,
dun,
courtesy
dun, dun.
Of Kerr Drummond. www.kerrdrummond.com is right. This is a genuine life hack and it
yes.
works. Okay, you ready for this?
Go on.
What do you hate about your kitchen? Think about
there's
the appliances.
There's still a gap. Remember, I texted you a picture of that gap.
Oh, yeah, you did. Sara did text me a picture of a gap one day. It's really weird. And just to clear it up, she's moved into a new house. And I think the previous owner took away the wine cooler.
They took their wine cooler with them.
They did. Cheeky monkeys.
And they've left me a massive gap. Well, it's not massive.
So she texts me a picture of this hole in her kitchen and said, Kerr, how do I fill this hole? And I gave you some options, didn't I?
You did give me some options.
Anyway,
which I could have worked out myself.
Yeah. All right. Come on. But no, it's not that, although that sounds very annoying.
Yes, what? What is the most annoying thing about my kitchen then, Kerr? Tell me.
I hate the way that after about, I don't know, 3 weeks of buying a fridge.
Yeah.
No matter what you've put in it.
Yeah.
It stinks.
The weird smell of the fridge.
You know that thing?
Yeah, where you can't work out quite what it is. Like, what is that? What is it in there?
And you take everything out and throw away all the, you know, there's some rotten spring onions down in one of the vegetable trays. There's,
maybe it's that spring onion.
There's a tub of sour cream from the Mexican night you had 6 weeks ago at the back of the top shelf. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That all comes out. You throw it away. You wipe down all the jars so they're all clean and not sticky.
Yes.
But it still stinks, doesn't
it? Have you found out what it is?
Of death. It's absolutely disgusting, right? So I did this. Or we did this at home.
Yes.
And it didn't fix it. We took everything out, cleaned the fridge. And it's a pretty new fridge, right?
Yeah.
So then I came across...
State of the art, no doubt.
I came across... No, it's... Well, it's not... It's, well, you know, it's...
You know, I don't like to boast.
I like to promote any one brand, you know me. But it's, you know, it's a pretty nifty piece of kit, I'm not going to lie. And so I came across this life hack where...
Yeah.
Well, I say I came across this life hack.
Was it your dolly?
Well, it wasn't me. Let's
just
put it that way. It was someone else.
Okay.
And what you do is you get a little bowl and you fill it with baking soda.
Right.
Or bicarbonate of soda or whatever you want to call it. One of those products. And then you put it in the fridge And I swear, within 24 hours, that stench is gone.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Does this work?
This is real, life hackers. I'm serious. You think I'm joking, but I'm not.
It's like having Kim and Aggie in the studio.
Life changing. Not hashtag life hackers, hashtag life changing. It works.
Does it work?
It does work.
Bicarbonate of soda.
And I wish that we could transfer smell across the sound waves, but we can't because my mum's fridge stinks, right? And she's my next victim. It does. I don't know what she eats so much cheese.
It's the smelly cheese. It's because she's quite posh. She has very posh smelly cheese.
You've never met my mum.
No, but I've seen videos. You send videos at your banquets.
No,
saying,
I don't.
This is my mum, guys.
Well, that was Christmas Day.
Okay, but it was like a banquet.
Well,
it's very posh.
That's what most people's Christmases look like.
No, they don't care.
Tiny Tim. That's what normal Christmases look like.
Tiny Tim.
And she's just the right side of posh, so leave her alone.
I quite like your mum.
No, she is lovely, but her fridge stinks.
Right.
So I'm going to go and try this trick on mum's fridge. And okay. If it fixes that, then it'll fix anything. I mean, you could put it in a coffin and it wouldn't smell.
Well, that is a statement. Are you going to... No, I hope you don't test that one out. But, okay, if that works, that's a pretty good one. But that's one of those things. They always say bicarbonate of soda. Put that on a wine stain, put that in the toilet, put that in the fridge. It's like breast milk. Put that, you know,
it's
up your nose.
It's basically like the life hacker's elixir, isn't it?
It's
pretty epic stuff.
Bicarbonate
You can
soda.
Chuck it down a sink and follow it with some vinegar and it bubbles up and dissolves stuff.
This is the thing. It's a magnificent
it really
thing.
Is.
What is it? Is it a mineral?
Oh, I don't know.
What the hell is bicarbonate of soda?
Who cares?
It's just great.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your life hack.
That's my life hack. There you go.
It's a goodie. It's a useful one. I'm seeing a theme here. Yours are very useful day-to-day themed life hacks. Mine are slightly off the wall sometimes.
Are you telling me my life hacks are boring?
No, I think they're quite good.
Mm.
But I don't know if it's going to beat mine.
Oh.
Shall we see it after the break?
Hello. We're here to tell you about a brand new podcast called 17 Questions. We're asking celebrities, authors, YouTubers and broadcasters 17 of the most random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. A brand new series full of the weird and wonderful. Find us on your selected podcast app.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. I hope you enjoyed that advert. It was a good one.
Oh,
we had no idea what
it
was.
No idea.
No idea at all.
we
hope there was an ad. Otherwise, we're not getting paid.
Oh, it was brilliant. I loved it. What
I
an advert.
I love it. Will you buy that?
Oh, that advert. I don't know if I can carry on. It's totally
magnificent
flummoxed
again.
Me.
Flummoxed,
I just want
flabbergasted.
I'm going to go out and buy whatever that was.
I am too.
Are you?
Now.
I might buy two of them.
I'm going to buy 10.
Yeah.
So, back to life hacks, life hackers. Hello, life hackers. Do you know what? Have you read the news today about the 3D printed heart?
No.
A 3D printed heart, Drummond. This is what I mean. Our life hacks are slightly different.
They're very different. What with your suicide pods and all. And that was 3D printed as well, I think, wasn't it?
Listen, yeah, I like a bit of 3D printing. But I'm throwing into the life hacker room today.
Yeah, the life hack arena.
The life hack arena.
Just slipped right off.
Slipped right off the tongue.
Didn't it? Hashtag life hack arena.
Verbal genius. I'm throwing into the life hack arena today 3D printers.
Here it's landing. Here it's thrown in.
Ah, there it is.
Dum, dum.
So they have printed in Israel a 3D heart from human tissue.
What?
It's only the size of a rabbit heart, right? But it can contract.
Wait a minute. So it's the size of a rabbit heart.
The size of a cherry.
But it's for a human.
No, no, Drummond. Well, it's just the beginning of the journey.
Oh, right, okay.
So you can't put a rabbit heart the size of a cherry in a human. That's not going to work.
It's useless already, isn't it?
No.
Burn out pretty quickly, wouldn't it?
Do you not think this is amazing?
Yes, yeah, sorry. Go on.
Come on. It can't pump blood yet. But imagine in 10 years' time, when they've done all the tests, and it, you know, and that, and then it can pump the blood, and it, you can just literally have it in a state-of-the-art hospital, somebody printing organs.
That is frightening. I don't know how you manage to do this, but every week you frighten me in some way.
Stop it.
You do.
Why?
Because I've got images of some mad heart-printing guy in an office somewhere in a hospital. Do you know what I mean? And more hearts! Hearts for everyone! Beep, beep, beep. There's just these hearts being chucked out everywhere. Which one do you want? What size do you want? Yeah, have it. There's a heart.
Design a heart.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
There's an idea.
I tell you what, that's a tabloid headline, isn't it? Designer hearts.
Gosh.
God. So that's what they can do.
So I don't understand. So they, how do they, how does it come from human tissue if it's 3D printed?
Listen, I'm not a scientist. I don't bloody know. But they can do it, all right?
All right. So they.
So they can print a heart. They can print houses. Do you know, I've linked up with this charity called New Story Charity. And they are printing houses.
That is awesome. Why have you not presented that as your life hack?
Well, no, because...
You're saving it for another day, aren't
you? No, this is all part of it. 3D printers are my life hack.
Okay.
Because not only can they save lives in the future by printing hearts, organs, God knows what else, they can print houses. New Story are printing a house every 24 hours.
What are they called?
NewStoryCharity.org.
New Story Charity.
If you want to donate to it, you can. You can, you know, you can build a house for $4,000. $4,000.
That's mad, isn't it?
And if you see the houses on Instagram...
I bet they're all right, aren't they?
They're like Scandi cabins.
Probably a bit better than some of those houses we looked at on Cosby Country, to be fair.
Yeah, definitely better than some.
No, but that actually... I'm very interested in that because I can't stand all these new build developments that are going up. Most of them are hideous, aren't they? I mean, fair play to some of them that are interesting, where they've got a mix of different... architectural styles going on and whatnot, but most of them are hideous. And I often think, why don't they just regenerate brownfield sites?
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like George Clark or anything, but you know,
we wish we were George Clark.
Yeah.
Georgie.
But that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it.
So their aim is to end homelessness worldwide. And they were on this accelerator program, so they're like, right, how could we end homelessness? And then they said, well, if we could print houses, then we could. And then someone was like, well, you can't print houses. And then eventually it got to the point where they're actually printing 100 houses in 100 days right now as we speak.
So what? I take it they're printing the component parts of a house and then it gets put together?
No, they print all of it together.
Really?
When you see it online, go and have a look online.
How big's the printer?
It's called the Vulcan.
The Vulcan.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah, I love that voice.
That's why I didn't do it, because I knew you'd do it better than me.
Go
and
on,
it's
have a
like.
Go.
The Vulcan. Yeah, no, see, I can't do it.
Did do it better than you.
Vulcan. No. Vulcan.
Vulcan. Sounds like the Vulcan's trapped under something heavy.
Vulcan. Vulcan. Vulcan.
Sorry. Sorry, who are you and what do you want?
Need help, Vulcan. Need help.
Sorry.
So, am I possessed?
Yeah. Vulcan needs a new heart. Here we go. There's the link.
Oh, I think they can print other body parts as well, you know.
Don't even go there.
What do you mean?
Well, come on.
Why? What would you want?
Have a guess.
I don't want to have a guess.
I'll just adjust the settings on this little baby. Anyway.
But listen.
Yeah.
I think this is a brilliant life hack. You can 3D print anything you want, from a house to a heart to a body part of your choice, Kerr Drummond.
Yeah.
Come on, is that a good life hack?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It is bloody good, I tell you.
But especially when you sit it next to my little bowl of bicarbonate soda.
A beating heart.
A beating human heart.
Saving
made from
lives.
Scratch, saving lives, and the ability to put homeless people under Well, my fridge doesn't stink, so...
So whatever.
The life hacking gods have got a real conundrum on their hands here, haven't they?
So, but listen, you do wizardry on people.
Yeah, I'm doing it again.
So if Travel Mad Mum, when she's on the phone in the minute, if she comes on now and picks your life hack...
Yeah, you are
You're literally a wizard.
That is a very, very good life hack.
Yes.
And sadly, having been 2-0 down, but, I don't know, a week or two ago...
Yeah.
You're coming back fighting.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we talk to Travel Mad Mum?
Yes. So, Travel Mad Mum.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Karen.
A.K.A. The Legend.
You can find her on Instagram under Travel Mad Mum.
Yes. And she's got Travel Mad Families and there's Travel Mad Dad, which is her partner. And she's got this whole community of people who just think she is amazing.
And they're right.
And they are right. Because she's had two family gap years. So imagine this. Most of us pop out a baby, go into a newborn bubble, and we're lucky to surface or wash our hair.
Yeah. And you're dreaming of that holiday you had in wherever.
Yeah. And you just sort of spend the whole time covered in vomit and,
Yeah.
Baby poo.
You're really selling this.
Sorry. Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You're used to being covered in vomit anyway.
Hey.
You'll be all right.
That was a good one.
Hey. So anyway, she took her whole family away and she had the most amazing time. When you see the photos...
Yeah, look her up. I would highly recommend you look it up.
Yes.
Well, I am expecting big things from Karen. I think we should get her on the phone, don't you?
I think we should. She's not coming to the studio because she's probably off somewhere glam.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Let's find out.
So we have got Travel Mad Mum on the phone, Karen Edwards. Hello, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on today.
Do you know what? I've been having a proper Insta stalk of you. I've been looking at all your photos. I mean, it's the dream, isn't it? And I love that you've had two family gap years. So
that's
tell us
right,
about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so I'm a nurse by background and I've always loved travelling. And when my first daughter was kind of a bit of a surprise, I wasn't quite ready to give up on the lifestyle of traveling, so I just decided after a bit of thought to just bring her along on my back, essentially in a backpack. And ever since then we've just made a thing of family travel, and now kind of almost a job as well, so it's been really good.
Amazing.
So you've got a whole community of people who follow what you do for advice, for travel life hacks, for...
Exactly, yeah. I mean, we tend to write destination guides on sort of off the beaten track places. We seem to find all of the best kids travel products and whatever else to make that life a little bit easier, because we all know, as much as the glossy pictures on Instagram, we have to keep the captions real with traveling with children. It's not always that easy. So we can find something to make it that bit easier. It's always a good thing.
So do you find that having, because you've now got two kids, haven't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I
have, so do you find that ones. You're having to change sort of destinations to suit them, or are you managing to go to all the places you still wanted to go to?
Yeah, I mean, we try not to cut out destinations that we've wanted to go to before, because we're very much, we live an outdoor lifestyle. We like the beach, we like hiking and all those things, and you can get that everywhere. We're not always on the lookout for the most family friendly destination, and we just make it what it is. So we don't tend to cut them out, and that's just our style, I guess. It's a bit different from most people that might be looking for that really family friendly destination with like amazing playgrounds, amazing family hotels. We just make the destination what it is, essentially.
But do you worry about things like, see, I was thinking of going, oh, shall I go to a remote island or something with my son? But then I worry, oh, what if something happens? Is there like a good hospital on the island? Things like that. Do you worry about stuff like that?
I know, I probably should.
But you're a nurse.
Exactly.
So I guess it's different.
I am a nurse, but I do think like the best thing to have is really good travel insurance. And I used to work in the industry actually of travel insurance. And I used to go and pick people up that actually had become sick on their trip and taking them back. So I know if I have a really good insurer that they will get me back from wherever I am, no matter what island I'm on, safely. So I try not to worry about that too much. It's all of the insurance, I think.
Good advice.
Very good advice.
Yeah.
So
where have you been to recently that you'd recommend for a young family?
So I'm going to go with something different. I'm going to say Kenya. We've been to Kenya recently in the February half term. And yeah, I just felt like both of my children really developed from that trip, safari and seeing animals in their natural habitat, and we spent time with the Maasai tribe.
Oh, so cool. Our kids have got
like such a great experience from it, you know?
It is. And did you experience that sort of thing when you were young?
Not at all. So the crazy thing is my parents don't travel. They're very nervous about traveling. Oh. I have to encourage them to come on a trip. So I don't come from that at all. I don't know where or how it's come about.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it was just, you know, not having traveled much when you were young that sort of...
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
It can be quite addictive though, travel.
It is a little bit.
It is
addictive. I almost think I have a bit of OCD with ticking countries off at the moment.
And how many have you hit?
I'm almost at 90. I think 87. Wow. Like, not that I'm counting specifically or anything.
See, I sometimes do those things on Facebook where you click the countries and I always think, oh, I'm doing quite well. But 90?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Have you not?
I'd be rubbish at it. I never travel.
You never go on holiday.
No, I know.
I always tell him off.
Yeah, she does. I don't know. I hazard a guess. I reckon I'd probably be at like 15 or something. I don't know.
Really?
That's
Is it not? Yeah.
You need to get on holiday.
It's not 90 though, is it, Karen? 90, that's a lot.
That's amazing.
And your two little ones can beat me on that front as well, probably by the sounds of it.
You know what I'm interested in? How has it affected their development and their personalities and who they are? I mean, travelling to all these amazing places, all of these experiences packed into a short space of time.
Yeah, I'd say they're very sociable kids and they're not really sort of scared of change or anything like that. You know, again, with travel, I just found the whole experience of traveling with children so different to, say, my backpacking days in Asia when I was in my early 20s. It opens up new conversation with the locals that you may not have otherwise had. So they always come and chat to you and they want to know about your kids and they talk to them, and it just opens up such new situations for both myself and the kids, and it's really developed them, I think, to be sociable little kids.
Amazing. So you'd recommend it for everybody to pack up if they can and just take the leap?
I think if they're into traveling, I think you need to be into traveling, and that's the thing. So it may not be for everybody, but if you really enjoyed it before you had children, I think I would say keep going with that. And it's not so scary once you kind of plan really well and have those few little kiddie hacks and products to help you get through, like, for example, a long flight.
Fantastic. And of course, you can find all of those things at Travel Mad Mum.
You can look her up.
But what is your life hack that you're bringing into the, what did you call it, life hack arena?
The life hack arena, because it comes out your mouth very easily, that, doesn't it? Life hack arena.
Life hack arena.
Yeah, so bringing to your life hack arena today, obviously being a travel mum is going to be something that's very focused on what I do. But I think when you speak to parents, the thing that they're most nervous about is flying and being in that confined space with their child for a long period of time. They're scared about, like, meltdowns and whatever else. So my hack is something called the Jet Kids Bed Box. And I tend to approach all situations to do with traveling with children with SAS, similar to SOS, like help. And that's snacks, activities and sleep aids. And the Jet Kids Bed Box almost covers all those things. So it acts as a scooter which can entertain them on the way through the airport. We can pull them through, they can sit on it. It's got space inside to hold their snacks and their activities. And then we're talking about sleep aids. So this is really clever. It fills the legroom space in front of the seat, where their legs are normally kind of dangling, and it opens out like a little mattress and makes that entire space like a first-class bed, essentially. So they can lie down, stretch out, and they can actually sleep on the flight. So that long-off flight, they have their own bed, and I'm often very jealous.
It's very good. I've just been looking at a photo of it.
It's very good.
That is a good one. I have to say, that is the most scary thing. And in fact, when I first travelled with my son when he was 8 weeks old, and everyone was like, you are bloody mad. Getting on a plane with him, it wasn't that bad. Well, I'm going to go on a 6-hour flight at the end of the month. Ooh. So I might take some of those tips with me.
What's it called again? Jet Kids Bed
Jet
Box.
Jet Kids Bed Box.
Jet Kids Bed Box. And SAS.
Yep.
That's my little acronym, like, shall we say. Snacks, activities and sweet aids.
I am going to take that with me to Lebanon.
Yeah.
The SAS. Oh, nice.
Karen, that Jet Kids bed box sounds absolutely awesome. And it comes in different colours as well, I see. I think it looks the business.
What colour? Yeah. What colours does it come in?
I can see baby blue and baby pink at the moment.
Is there a gender neutral colour? Oh.
There is a light green one as well.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah. I'm getting a light green.
Oh, you would.
Yes. I would, wouldn't I? Just to be difficult.
Yeah.
Karen, that was an amazing life hack. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Would you mind crowning this week's winner?
Yes.
Of me and Kerr's life hack. So you've got the bicarbonate of soda to rid yourself of stink.
Yep.
In the fridge. Or you've got a 3D printer that can solve homelessness and save lives. No pressure, Karen.
Do you need a minute? Do you need a minute to think this one through?
Well, you know, I did open my fridge this morning and it stunk of onion. I was like, so that hack is actually really helpful. However, the nurse in me has to go with the 3D printer.
Yes! Oh, God, I thought I was going to lose again to Kurt's bicarbonate of soda.
Yeah, I bet you're going to go off and try that bicarbonate of soda trick, though, aren't you?
I bet she does, actually. Thank you so much,
Karen. Thanks very much, Karen.
No worries. Thank you so much.
She was good, wasn't she?
Well, I tell you what, she didn't disappoint.
She didn't disappoint.
I said she was going to be good.
I built her up. You built her up and she didn't disappoint.
No, she didn't.
And she crowned me the winner.
She did.
So what's our score now?
It's 2-2.
2-2.
Four shows in and it's Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
In the Life Hack Arena.
In the Life Hack Arena.
What have we started with that?
I don't know. Should we try and come up? It sounds a bit gladiators-y.
It does. That's what I just thought.
I thought back to Jet. We'll never live Jet down, will we? I think we talk about her every week.
Well, we did start at a pretty high level, didn't we?
We did.
Jet on show one. But Karen Edwards, a.k.a. Travel Mad Mum, definitely hit a pretty high height as well. That was awesome. Yeah, check her out on Instagram. And you can also check us out on Instagram. I'm at care.drummond on Instagram and at care_drummond on Twitter. And if you've enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe.
Hang on a minute. Can I give them my social media
handles? Oh, I thought you'd done it. Sorry, darling. Over to you.
And I am at Sarah Damagey on everything.
Well, that's easy, isn't it?
I don't confuse you. And we are at LifeHackersPod as well on Instagram.
We are. And you can even email us. LifeHackersPod@gmail.com. And we ourselves will pick these emails up. And if you've got a particularly good life hack you'd like us to discuss, we shall do so on the show.
No weird pictures. Please.
No weird pictures. And also, if you'd like, I don't know, to introduce a theme to the show, maybe 1 week we could have, I don't know, a travel theme or a sports theme or anything.
Anything
just
you
get
like.
In touch. We just want to hear from you.
Yes, do it. And can you rate us, please? 5 stars.
Yeah, that's all we ask of you.
That's all we ask. Just 5 stars. Just a quick 5-star click. Yeah. That's all we need.
Yeah, not very much.
Not very much.
We don't ask for much, us do. We just want a little subscribe.
Stars.
Little subscribe and a little 5-star.
That's okay.
Anyway. Okay, then. We'll see you next week for more fun.